Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can get a sane person stark, raving mad. It could be about politics, it could be about sports, it could be about music, it could be about the neighborhood, it could be about the MTA, it could be about anything. Anything gets me mad enough to sit in front of this damn microphone and rant. And this rant is about Google Maps versus Waze versus Capco, who's a friend of mine who doesn't like to be geo-tracked with location apps, which is fucking insane. So let me back up so that we could start at the beginning of the story. So basically on Saturday afternoons, I hustle my art over to 110th Street in Morningside Park at the farmer's market. And Capco texts me and she's like, hey, I'm picking you up. Let's go for fish tacos. And I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa. I'm in the middle of my art hustle. It's Saturday afternoon. Maybe we could do this on Sunday when I have some time. But then again, you can't turn down a friend with a car who offers to pick you up and drive you somewhere outside of the city. Because anytime you get an opportunity to get outside of the city not using mass transit, you have to take the opportunity. And plus with Capco, you never know where you're going to end up, what's going to happen. It's literally an adventure in a Subaru. And so I was like, okay, do I leave the hustle? Can we try to reschedule? What do we do? She's like, no, I'm picking you up in half an hour. Pack up your hustle and let's go. So I literally, because it's Capco, I packed up my hustle and I schlepped up five flights of stairs and I ran back down five flights of stairs and I waited on the corner for her to pick me up. So she picks me up. We get in the car. She has a little, you know, phone in the dashboard thing so that she can, you know, drive and have her phone out at the same time. So she's not texting and driving and all this other bullshit. So we don't die in a car accident, God forbid. And we get going, and the destination is the Rockaway Beach Surf Club because her son said that they have incredible fish tacos. You have to go. Now, I don't eat fish, and I don't eat tacos, so I am literally along for the ride. I am not going for any food. Capco knows this, and many of my other friends know my eating habits are completely fucked up. I pretty much eat off the dollar menu at McDonald's, or pizza, or falafel. That's pretty much it. So anyway, but I'll go anywhere. I will go. I am good company. I will take the drive. I will even offer to drive. But she picked me up. I hopped in the passenger seat. We're off to Rockaway Beach. Now she was driving, so we know how to get out there. It was the adventure that actually took place after the Rockaway Beach Surf Club. And I highly recommend. The place was packed. Rockaway Beach Surf Club is out on Beach 87th Street, out in Rockaway Beach. It's an easy train ride on the A train. Easy, I mean when the train is actually running, it's an easy ride on the A train. Bring a book, listen to a podcast, mine preferably, which you can subscribe to, or any podcast, or some music. Or read a book on your Nook or an actual book from the library and turn some pages. But it's definitely worth the trip. It's worth the trip anyway because Rockaway Beach is kind of great. It's not busy. The boardwalk is completely redone since Sandy. It looks like a different place. And they have a couple little, you know, places up on the boardwalk you can go. But apparently everybody goes for the Rockaway Beach Surf Club. And it's a legit surf club. They have the surf lockers. The ambiance is amazing. It's outside. You sit literally under the A train. They have giant surf lockers, which are all brightly colored. They got slabs everywhere. They have a bar. They serve food. It's cash only, which I fucking hate. And that'll be another rant. I'm not going to go off on the topic of cash only establishments in 2017 because I want to stay on topic. So we get out there. We park because there's really nobody out there. And we head into, you know, Rockaway Beach Surf Club. Orders the fish tacos, which are very reasonably priced. You get two fish tacos on a plate. Everybody Instagrams the shit, and they post it up, and they tag it, and it's she eats it. Delicious. Success. Her son was right. Everything is good. Now let's go on an adventure, and let's look for Atlantic Beach. Now, I've been out to Jones Beach with my grandparents forever, and there's even, you know, there's Reese Beach. There's the nudie part of the beach that you can accidentally stumble upon if you're not careful where you're walking or how long you walk on the beach, which is always exciting, which I did one time with my grandparents, which I'll never forget. And you can then drive further out toward Long Island into Atlantic Beach. Now, I don't know what's in Atlantic Beach. She really was just like, I just want to go. I want to check out the neighborhood. Anyway, to get to Atlantic Beach, you drive further down Rockaway Beach Boulevard, and you literally go through like Schlockville, and within one block, I kid you not, you come out into this place called Bell Harbor, and it's welcome to the village of Bell Harbor. this tiny village, I think it's maybe 15 blocks long, down Rockaway Beach Boulevard, something like that. The houses, you feel like you're in Beverly fucking Hills. All of a sudden, these houses pop up out of, like, you just came out of the hood of Rockaway Beach, and you're like, where am I? And there are Orthodox Jews walking everywhere. It was Saturday, so they were probably walking to and from shul, or they were just hanging out in between services, or on a Saturday afternoon. It was gorgeous outside. There were Orthodox Jews everywhere. I had no idea. I mean, why would I know? I didn't even know Bell Harbor existed. But you can drive, the street dead ends. If you turn down one of the streets in Bell Harbor, you literally go two blocks and you're on the beach. There's a wall and you are on the beach, is on the other side of that wall. And the houses are humongous and the cars parked in the driveways of these gated homes are everything. They got the Beamers, the Benzes, the Ranges. They got the every car, every high-end luxury automobile is parked out there. They also have the occasional Jeeps and the Wranglers with the hoods down and the surfboards strapped on top and stuff like that. That's probably their second or third car. And the furniture in the backyards of these houses, because we parked and we got out and we walked around, was insane. I mean, they had these little dome hanging cabana-y type things that I people could probably live in. I could probably live in one of those things. They looked weatherproof. The top like would roll back and you could cover yourself. I don't know. Anyway, these people, buco bucks and humongous houses. And we looked around for a while. We hung out. We looked up and down the beach. It was ridiculously depressing because we don't live there. I can never afford to live there. So we moved on. We get in the car and we head out towards Atlantic Beach. Now, Atlantic Beach, who knew? Again, a place I'd never go. I didn't even know existed in what part of Long Island. It's not part of the Five Towns. Who knows? We get out there and it's one ridiculous, exclusive beach club after another. Like ridiculous, like with the painted awnings and the valet parking lots and it was nuts. That too is like a one strip. It's like a one street section of this town of Atlantic Beach. And it's like 17 beach clubs right next to each other. One more exclusive than the next. And not like we were stopping. I mean, fuck, we couldn't even turn the car around to make a U-turn and head back the other way. We had to literally go all the way down to the end of the block and turn around there and head all the way back because you couldn't use any of these parking lot areas to turn your car around because it was so exclusive they wouldn't even open the gate for you to do that. So we get through Atlantic Beach. There's absolutely nothing else to see. There are no stores. I don't even know where the people that live in Atlantic Beach buy their fucking groceries. We did not, there's not one, and we drove down some of the side streets and like through whatever the town of Atlantic Beach is, and there's not one supermarket. There's not zero, forget it. There's no bodega. There's no deli. There's no 7-Eleven. There's no Stop and Shop. There's no, I don't know. Maybe everybody just fresh directs their groceries into Atlantic Beach. Who the hell knows? So it was driving out of Atlantic Beach now where the whole Waze versus Google Maps situation starts, because after we left the fish taco place, Capco was like, do you want to drive? And I was like, what? Of course I want to drive. Are you fucking kidding me? I miss driving. I have a license. I used to have a car. However, when you live in Manhattan, getting rid of your car was one of the most liberating experiences of my life. And I love that fucking Honda CRX. Trust me. I hit a person with that car. It was his fault. We could talk about that later. I also, like, that car drove me everywhere. And I loved it, and getting rid of it was really hard. It got broken into a shit ton of times. The one time in Hell's Kitchen when my car got broken into and I got really pissed, some motherfucker stole all of my Scenic paintbrushes, and I will never get those brushes back, and I will never be able to replace those brushes and all of the sentimentality and memories that came with all of those brushes. And I guarantee you, the motherfucker that stole those brushes never even used them. They were probably sold on 6th Avenue in like 22nd somewhere where you can go. Probably still, and if you ever have anything stolen out of a vehicle, that's the first place to look, because all like these homeless drug addicts, these type people like set up these blankets full of stolen shit or stuff they take out of the garbage or stuff that, you know, is recycled or whatever, and they lay it out on these blankets, and you can literally walk by and like look for your shit on their blankets if you've ever had anything stolen out of your trunk or out of the backseat of your car. They used to steal, you know, they steal your radio and used to have those like pull out AM, FM radios and shit like that. That's how long ago that was. But I don't miss alternate side of the street parking because that can make you poke your eyeballs out. I mean, you need to get up on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, move your car, find a spot not 50 blocks from your apartment. It's a nightmare. So getting rid of my car was sad, but it was also – it changes your life. And if you don't have enough money to park your car like in a garage or in your building where you like can pay $17 gazillion to have a parking spot, then you're pretty much parked on the street and you're fucked and you have to like jockey for spots and move your car like every like 3 days. And that's exhausting. So that being said, I was like, hell yeah, I want to drive. I love driving. I just roll the windows down, like turn the radio up, let's go. So, but we couldn't turn the radio up or the windows down because we needed the map app to get home. So because we were in Atlantic Beach and we wanted the fastest way home and we didn't want to get stuck in traffic and God only knows what part of Long Island we were out in. I have no idea. So we get in the car and we're driving out of Atlantic Beach and Google Maps. So all she wanted to use was Google Maps. I said, everybody uses Waze. Why are you not using Waze? Do you not trust Israelis and their Technion genius to like get you home? Google Maps? I don't even bike with Google Maps. I mean, I wish Waze would come up with a biking component to their app. I would definitely use that, and maybe they will after hearing this or not because they're probably not listening. But anyway, she was like, no Waze. I was like, okay. She was vehemently opposed to it. I said, why are you so against Waze? I don't like to be tracked by an app. I was like, are you seriously fucking kidding me? How else are they going to know where you are? They have to track you. They have to find your phone in your vehicle and track you. Google Maps is tracking you. Now, part of me understands this because I stopped using Uber because they were tracking you when you exited the vehicle. For like 5 minutes after you exited the vehicle, they would track your location. And I was like, why the fuck do you need to know where I'm going once I'm out of your car and no longer using your service? What, you need to follow me like into the bath? What if I'm going to the bathroom? Like, you need to follow me to the Barnes & Noble, like, free bathroom. Like, why are you doing that? So I stopped. That was a little creepy, and that creeped me out, and I found it totally unnecessary. So I stopped using Uber. I stopped using Uber for other reasons. I mean, they had a whole little anti-Semitism and diversity issue, and I was like, fuck that. There's plenty of other options. I don't need to deal with this bullshit. So I left Uber because of that. Now, getting back to the tracking situation, I was like, okay, fine. It's your car. Even though I'm driving, we can use Google Maps. What a fucking mistake. So we plug in the location to come home to my apartment because I really didn't want to have to be dropped off like 15 blocks from my apartment or have to take the train home from her place or on the weekends because the trains suck and we all know that. So we Google Map it. Google Maps sucks. Every single time we needed to turn, I got the alert 500 feet after we were supposed to turn. So every 2 minutes, the shit was like recalculating. I was like, what are we going to do? Just stay on a straight road and it's going to recalculate our straight path to wherever we end up? Because eventually we're going to have to make a turn somewhere. We're going to have to use an exit. We're going to have to pay a toll. We're going to have to get back home somehow. So why are we missing every turn every 5 feet? And it's not like the windows were up just so we could hear the alert. The alerts weren't coming on time. I was like, Capco, if we miss another fucking turn, where are we going to end up? I'm like, at some point, we're going to end up in Queens. We have to end up in Queens. We were heading back the same way we were going. Eventually, there would have been a turnoff. We had to pass through the toll again, which, by the way, they get you. Going to Atlantic Beach, you have to pay a toll. Granted, it's $2 each way or $4 each way, but you literally have to pay to get into the Atlantic Beach and get out, whatever. I was like, okay, at least we got through the toll and Google Maps got us that far. But after that, it was a total clusterfuck of how to get back. I'm like, meanwhile, if we're missing every turn, do you really give a rat's ass if Waze is tracking us, where they're following us to get us home, you know, before tomorrow? No. We stayed with Google Maps. She was like, no, it's fine. Just go straight. Go straight. Her rebuttal is everything. Go straight. Finally, we at least got back into Queens and back onto Metropolitan Avenue somehow. I don't even know how that happened. But Metropolitan Avenue, I know because being with my grandparents in Kew Gardens, like that, I drove around as much as I hated driving around Queens because once you get into Queens, there's no grid. which is, it's still mind-boggling to me. Even walking in Queens is a disaster because you could be on 87th Drive and 87th Road at the same time. So you, how is that even possible? How can I be on, I don't know. And I just would forever get turned around. I would walk literally the same way to my grandparents every time off the E train at Union Turnpike. And I would drive the same way every time I drove in. Go up the same street, go park at the same spot. And that literally, that was it. You diverge from one road that you know in Queens and you could be lost for days. And you could end up in some pretty fucking scary places in Queens, for the record. So we somehow, you know, we made it back through Metropolitan Avenue, and then you see Queens Boulevard, and then you see the courthouse, then you see the cemetery, and then you kind of, once you're on Queens Boulevard, you literally have no option. If you're heading back towards Manhattan, you literally run into the bridge past Queens Plaza. So then it was a matter of upper level, lower level, upper level, and Google Maps was like, turn left for the lower level, turn. Meanwhile, you're in the far right lane. There's no way to get left. You can't get left. I was like, fuck this Google Maps shit. Like, the recalculations were so delayed and it was so bad. I was like, Capco, if we ever go anywhere again, we either use Waze or a compass, because Google Maps is a total waste of time. We get on the bridge, we get home, everything inevitably works out. It was just her unwillingness to be tracked by Waze, but she had no problem being tracked by Google Maps. I still can't wrap my head around that, because I'm pretty sure both apps track you in the same way. And if you don't want to be tracked after using Waze, delete the app and then reinstall it the next time you need to use it. Or just fuck it, because everybody knows where you are anyway. Everything tracks you. You turn your phone on, you're probably being tracked. You post it on Facebook, people track you. You post it on Instagram, people track you. Everybody knows where you are by default. You post a picture, everybody knows where you are, even if you don't put it in that little location bar. And you know what? Sometimes it's not so bad for people to know where you are. God forbid something should happen. You want somebody to be able to come get you or help you or know where you're at. And it's not like every photo doesn't contain all of that geolocation information anyway within the image. And so all these people that are paranoid about, they're tracking me, they're tracking you anyway. If you have a cell phone, I'm pretty sure you're being tracked. Whether your Find My iPhone is on or Find My iPhone is off. So really, Waze, Google Maps, potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Like, what's the difference? Use the one that works. And in my experience, and through all of the car trips that I've been on, it's been Waze. So you can risk it yourself. I would love to have a competition. I wish I had a car. I would definitely like do some kind of like destination. You take Google Maps, I'll take Waze. Let's see who gets there first. Let's see who doesn't get lost kind of challenge. But I don't have a car. And I don't think anybody's going to loan me their car for that challenge. Although I'm up for it. So if anybody wants to do that and has access to a car, let me know. But that's it. That's it. So like, you're tracked, period. I don't think anyone is not trackable. Otherwise, you'd be like missing. You'd be like a missing person. You can't be completely off the grid unless you don't own any technological device. I think it's really, really hard to go really, really, really off the grid. No computer, no phone, no Facebook, no Instagram, no Twitter. I mean, people do it. You could get off social media. But if you have a phone, you're still being tracked. That's all. So Google Maps versus Waze. I think Waze wins. And for the record, the fish tacos at Rockaway Beach Surf Club won. And you can go, you could check it out for yourself. Take a trip out to Rockaway Beach. It's a great place. The beaches are not crowded at all, but there's really nothing around. So if you're the type of person that can sit on the beach and do nothing, then Rockaway Beach is a great place for you. But if you need to do something or you can't sit still like me, I highly recommend Brighton or Coney Island. Jones Beach is even nice, but again, not a lot around. No boardwalk, just the beach. which is, you know, relaxing for about 5 minutes, but then you either need to walk, read a book, listen to some music, play some volleyball, check out the surroundings, you know. But Google Maps will not get you there as easily as Waze will. So the next time you take a trip, Waze it up. Let me know how it goes. I'm curious to find out. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Doodleheads, DoodleHedz. And thanks for listening. Subscribe, download the podcast. It's free on iTunes and Stitcher. And we'll be back with another rant real soon.